Corby and Rick Arnett join us. Now, Davey wanted you guys to stick around because he had a hypothetical, I believe.
Yes.
Right. You guys had me, I'm on the road.
All right, I posed this to Corby at lunch the other day. Basically, I'll pose it again to Corby. Corby, what's your ideal female? I know you're. I used Natalie Imbruglia the other day.
Right.
I know you're partial to her.
Yeah, that's a great example. I love her.
Okay.
Well, actually, why don't we use my girlfriend as an example?
No.
But nobody knows your girlfriend.
Is she listening?
Does she mandate this crap?
What?
Yeah. Corby?
What do you mean?
For the sake of
use
argument.
A celebrity.
For the sake of argument, Natalie Imbruglia. Okay.
What a
okay.
wuss.
Okay, I have. I have the ability
meow.
To.
Excessive.
I have the ability to shapeshift, okay?
Shape who?
Shape what?
I have the ability to take on any form, okay?
Corby does. You're an Indian, Corby. You can do that.
To the spirits, the Indian spirits.
So I take on the form of Natalie Imbruglia.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I take on the form of an ice wave.
Yeah. I'm form of a monkey wrench.
Take the form of a lava lamp.
So I take the form of Natalie Imbruglia.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
For $1 million, would Corby make love to me?
knowing who
yeah,
you
knowing
are?
Yeah, knowing that it's him.
Knowing that it's
way.
Me, but I look like Natalie Imbruglia, and I won't say a word during the whole thing.
So then you shapeshift back, and you guys can talk about it, and
yes,
David can brag about it to his friends.
Have a smoke afterwards.
Man.
No, it's completely between the two of us. I don't ever say anything about it.
Oh, why do it then?
I would do it in a heartbeat. I've been waiting to do you the way you look now.
That's what I said. I'd rather do you the way you are now. That just sounds so creepy. Like, hi, Natalie, and you're like, hey.
No, you have Natalie's voice,
yeah,
right?
I have Natalie's voice. It's exactly
why
like...
Why wouldn't you, Corby?
So you just
it's
morph
$1 million.
You just morph into her.
Okay, who's your ideal girl?
Yeah, Corby. Do I have to see you morph in and out of her?
No, I'll go into the bathroom and morph and then come out.
Who's
go back and morph.
Who do you choose, Gordon? What girl?
Whoever Davy Lane's able to shapeshift into.
Okay,
as long as it's Davy Lane.
Claudia Schiffer.
No
or no,
way.
Claire Danes.
Oh, Claire Danes, ooh. Absolutely.
Or Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman? She turned 18, didn't she?
Yes.
Then yes.
No, forget it.
Well, it doesn't matter because Dave's legal anyway.
Dave shapeshifts into Anna Kournikova.
Right. All of these are yes, Corby. You don't need to...
If I could shapeshift into Anna Kournikova, I'd just sit in front of the mirror.
Yes, I was saying.
Oh, my God.
He'd just shift in and out the whole time. Davey? Davey?
All right, so you would, for $1 million, have sex with Dave?
And nobody else would know?
Yes.
I think you do that.
I would probably brag about it.
Oh, my God.
So you'd have to take
because,
pictures of you and her
yeah,
and him
yeah,
slash him?
I mean, it's me and Claire Danes, or me and Anna Kournikova. So I take a bunch of pictures.
It's Dave.
All right, no, but here's the deal, though.
The brain of Dave is sitting in there.
It doesn't matter. I'm duct taping the mouth anyway.
Oh, my God.
No, here's the deal. I mean, you get a camera, you document this event, and then when you show pictures around, they don't know it was Dave.
Right,
they
now,
think it's Anna Kournikova.
Okay, the question is, would you still let him be your producer?
It'd be awkward. I'm not going to trust that.
Like, it's like in Austin Powers, that awkward scene between Dr. Evil and his assistant after they have sex. You know, it's just your typical, he walks
it
up.
It got weird, didn't it?
Yeah, it got weird. Can you imagine, like, you and Dave in the cubicle area? Just, it's real awkward. Hey, what's up?
What would be uncomfortable is if he recalled things that we had said to each other.
Or if you realize that Dave's real dirty.
What?
Huh? I started asking you to do things.
Yeah. Oh, God, see, that's so wrong in so many levels.
Oh, why would I put it the other way?
It'd be really uncomfortable if he wanted to continue because he really got a kick out of it.
Yeah. Turn it around,
but he
Gordo.
He doesn't have the ability to shapeshift.
Turn it around, Gordo. Would you
that's
morph?
Exactly what I don't want to do with Dave.
Would you morph so Dave could do you?
That's weird.
No! That is
more
gross.
Weird than the other thing.
Like, you could be a little miracle and have Dave just
there's
slather
no way.
All over you.
There's no way.
Yeah, you just morph into stereotypical little miracle girl.
That is the true hypothetical in all of this. For $10 million, would you morph into the girl and then have Dave?
No!
Yeah, but see...
I'm looking forward to that gay sex.
But you know something? You'd be able to be a woman for one time and find out what it's like being a woman
gross.
And having sex.
But I can't do that.
Gross.
Why not?
Because that
it's
involves
hypothetical.
That involves a guy. That's too uncomfortable.
Like
wait a second, Rick
is giddy at Christmas.
Rick,
like, I've never seen this.
Rick,
I think you're
wait
happy
a second,
about
back
this.
But Rick, you're saying that's what you would want to experience if you were a girl.
Well, what I'm saying is
you would want a guy.
Well, what I'm saying, haven't you ever been curious about what it's like being on
no!
the other side?
Yes, you have. Rick's a queer.
Having big man meat in
what?
There?
Huh? I don't think you say
what?
That.
No, I
might need to get rid of that
I
one.
Didn't
say
that.
I dumped it.
Okay. What made you think that would be acceptable to say that? What made you
that's
think
a long cylindrical package.
I've never seen Dave this happy in my life.
I think
this hypothetical
up and down
just
in
got
here.
Him giddy.
I think it's funny.
I think this is the greatest hypothetical we've ever had. So the question is, for $10 million, would you be the girl?
Yeah, would you morph?
For $10 million?
Yeah, and it has to be your best friend.
And nobody else would know except you two.
Like your best friend or Davey or somebody like that.
Look at
Davey's year.
This has made Davey's year.
It'd just be so
up
gross.
Down in here. It's frightening.
Seeing Davey get into a state that...
Oh, God. Can I be blindfolded?
No.
You have to take an active role.
Yeah, no way.
You have to pleasure me.
No!
Oh, this is really creeping me out, man.
It's still you, dude.
Oh, I love that.
I have violent sex with you.
Your brain is still in there.
No, I'm talking about if Dave's the guy.
I know that. That's what he's saying. I know it. I'm saying my brain is still inside of
right.
Claudia Schiffer body.
Right. And you know, just like...
I'm with Dave, man.
Just like 5 hours before, you guys were hanging out at Texadelphia having, you know, a sandwich and stuff.
Having a few beers.
And this is before you were her.
See, that's what... I have to get drunk as myself.
Yes.
And then go morph into this woman so I can, you know, handle
it. You have to morph in the bathroom, too.
Right.
Yeah. $10 million, huh?
$10 million, no way.
$10 million and nobody else would know.
That's a lot of money. Nobody would know, Corby.
I can't tell you how much this is creeping me out.
Yeah, Corby, if you
God!
I was telling Corby this during the break. If you go to prison, you're going to have to do it for free.
Yeah, it's
so what's the difference?
It's $10 million. You'd be winning my personal Powerball drawing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, some
oh,
of
that's so line of the week. Line of the week.
Some of that should be dumped.
No, that was pretty good. I thought.
So stupid.
No, seriously. Not with you. Not with you, okay?
Hey, if you commit murder, Corby, and you go to prison, you're going to have to give it up for free.
You know what? I might be able to do it with just some random...
All right, what about Nate Newton?
No, I'm talking about someone I don't know.
You're talking about some. You're going to be somebody's love buddy in prison over this?
No, that's not an option, you
idiot.
Yeah, you queer, you've already
hey, watch your language. All right, what about, like, you have to choose one of the guys on the ticket staff.
Corby's getting sensitive.
You have to choose one of the guys on the ticket staff. For $10 million, you get to choose one of the guys.
Who's that little imp that runs around upstairs?
Imp?
Huh?
Rick?
Huh?
Rick Lovett?
Yeah, that guy we always make fun of because we think he's, like, a queen.
Oh, not Rick Lovett.
Hey!
You better dump that, by the way.
Yeah, oh, better yeah. Get rid of that.
Whoops.
That's office stuff. It's not Rick Lovett, though. That's not who you're talking about.
No. Someone on ticket staff?
Yeah, it has to be someone on the ticket staff.
Oh, man, it probably...
Like Giorgio.
Would it be George?
No, it wouldn't be George.
Oh, yeah.
Craig?
You know what? It'd be like... It'd be,
Fernando?
It'd probably be like Jimmy Christopher.
Like Fernando.
Jimmy Christopher?
What?
Oh!
Just some, you know, arbitrary guy.
Arbitrary.
I don't want someone that I have conversations with.
All right, how about for $100 million?
Oh, gosh. $100
million,
I'd do anything.
$100 million, Expo shapeshifts into Claudia Schiffer.
No, for $100 million, Expo would not have to shift into Claudia Schiffer. You'd have to just do... Expo the way he is for $100
million. God!
I'm going to hurl. And afterwards, it's got to be real loving afterwards, too.
You have to cuddle.
You have to cuddle.
You have to spoon.
And he confides that he's never felt more alive.
I think if this actually happened, though, we would have to do it with each other. So I think I'd choose Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
I'd choose Gordon. I'd like to have sex with Gordon.
Jeez. Don't throw me under the bus here. I don't want to be involved in your sick scenario.
Yeah,
and then the next morning,
you should be honored.
Then the next morning, you guys have to go out to breakfast at Lucky's Cafe.
Yeah.
After he's morphed back.
Yeah, and just kind of chit chat about it.
Gross.
And then, okay. If you every time it augments by like $10 million, that just means that you morph back in while you're cuddling.
Yeah, the higher the price goes, the sooner you morph back.
Yes.
And morphing's like real violent, a lot of shaking and sweating.
Yeah.
Now, I would think you would morph back just before the throes of passion climax.
What? Wow.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to Oklahoma.
Who's that throwing up back there, Gordon?
Various people who come out to see the show.
This what? Family
you
oriented.
You guys hear the show, by the way? Okay, good.
It's a family oriented show.
Because I noticed they haven't been laughing throughout any of this. But indeed, they can hear the show.
You know, we're not laughing, we're throwing
not
up.
Entertaining.
They're walking through the car wash themselves because they feel so dirty.
Wow, that's an interesting one.
Well, let's go to the phones next since they have to go.
We're leaving.